ANC Secretary General Ace Magashule received a letter written from the now acting Secretary General Jesse Duarte, dated the 3rd of May. The letter served to inform him that he had been formally suspended from the party. However, the suspension need not be permanent, and the letter does outline the potential for an appeal process. We caught up with Sunday Times political reporter Kgothatso Madisa, who has been following the step-aside issue, to explain the ins and outs of what steps are now available to Magashule and what avenue he's likely to pursue going forward.
The ANC's Secretary General Ace Magashule has officially been suspended. His role as the party's SG will now be taken over by his deputy, Jesse Duarte, even though they are not really giving her the position, but she'll be performing those duties until his case is either reviewed or the charges against him are dropped. So what this means is that as long as he faces these serious charges of corruption, fraud, and I believe money laundering, he will remain suspended. Jesse, in this letter that she sent to Magashule, makes it very clear that you cannot be seen to be representing the ANC in public. You cannot address ANC members or any structure of the ANC. You cannot be seen to be speaking on any ANC-related matter, especially the one of step aside, because that one affects him directly. So he is barred from lobbying ANC members or members of the public on this issue of step aside. He has been gagged in no uncertain terms from speaking about ANC matters. What they said, though, was that they'll review his suspension. And obviously, it's not just about Ace, but another and all the other members who are facing corruption or criminal or other criminal charges. That they're saying they'll review each of their cases at least once a year. So as they are going on, there'll come a point probably after every 6 months to say, let's see where you are. Are you still being charged? Or how far is your case? Look at whether they can lift the sanctions against you or not. But if the case is still ongoing, they review it and realize that no, you are still very much charged. You remain on suspension, and that's the same with Mr. Magashule. He can appeal. And we understand that he is going to appeal. I spoke to the ANC's Treasurer General, Paul Mashatile, who, as we know, was very instrumental in formulating the guidelines that have now allowed the ANC to implement the step-aside guidelines. And he told us that he's basically working against the clock to come to complete those guidelines around the appeal processes, because they've realized that so many people will seek to appeal their suspensions. And Mr. Magashule right now, that's the only legal route. Unless, of course, they go into this coming National Executive Committee meeting this weekend and basically pull out daggers and manage to win, which is not possible. We don't think that these suspensions will be reversed, because what we know is that President Cyril Ramaphosa is very strong in the NEC right now. It wasn't always clear, but now it's very clear that he's very strong and he's leading. These suspensions will stand even after the NEC meeting. He doesn't have many options available. He'll appeal, listen to his appeal. What we don't know right now, and what Mashatile was not able to tell us, was whether once you appeal, what happens to the suspension? Does it stand? Or does it become null and void because you're appealing? We know that in many of such cases, your suspension gets pulled by virtue of you appealing. If the appeal says you have to be reinstated, it wouldn't have been fair if you've been sidelined for so long. So Mr. Mashatile didn't know when we spoke, will the people who are appealing be allowed to come back, or will they be on suspension still? So we will reach out to Mr. Mashatile later this week and find out whether he's completed that process of the appeal and what it says on this very specific issue. Because our understanding is that he has to present that report or those appeal guidelines at the NEC meeting this coming weekend. So we'll hear what he says. We'll get an update from him. But at the moment, Mr. Magashule can only appeal.
Following the news of Magashule's suspension, a leaked letter informing President Cyril Ramaphosa that he too is suspended was reportedly sent from the suspended Secretary General Ace Magashule's office. However, the party's national chair, Gwere Mantashe, said that even if the letter was authentic, Magashule has no powers to suspend Ramaphosa. This is an ongoing story. For Multimedia Live, I am Paige Muller.